Governor Parnell says the state aims to do both wintertime exploration and 3D seismic testing on the coastal plain of Anwar. The $50 million the state would pony up covers a third of the cost. The state is banking on the federal government and private industry to come up with the rest. Governor Parnell says the federal government, under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, needs to survey the resource potential.
The federal government cannot legitimately evaluate impacts unless it knows the breadth of the oil and gas resources it stands to recover for Americans' benefit. President Obama has also recognized the need to use comprehensive information when making decisions in the Arctic. So let's get that information.
Parnell is in Alaska and Monday morning teleconferenced into a gathering of business interests at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the nation's largest business lobbying group. On hand in Washington, D.C. to make the pitch is Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan. He says the Interior Department is preparing its Anwar management plan, and from what he hears, it will not include expanded oil and gas drilling.
The six alternatives that are in their comprehensive Anwar management plan, not one of them mentions anything to do with assessing oil and gas in the coastal plain, not one.
Congress has repeatedly blocked drilling in Anwar. Last year, the House passed a bill opening a segment of the wildlife refuge, only to see it garner a slim 41 votes in the Senate. Three Democrats, including Senator Mark Begich, voted for that amendment, but seven Republicans voted against it. Commissioner Sullivan, a former state attorney general, says state lawyers don't know whether it's legal to proceed with the seismic testing without congressional okay.
Whether a full exploration program could fit with under the authority of ANILCA or would require additional congressional authority, we're not 100% sure. That's the reason why we're presenting this proposal both to the Department of Interior and to Congress.
He says the state told the Interior Department Friday it was releasing the plan. Sullivan says he'll discuss the seismic testing with Deputy Secretary of the Interior David Hayes this week.
You know, when we've had a discussion with the federal government on this issue, there's a bit of a head in the sand, head in the tundra view where, no, they don't want to know anymore.
Talk about wasting taxpayers' dollars.
That's Cindy Shogan. She's the executive director of the Alaska Wilderness League. She says the plan smacks of politics, that the state is trying to force Congress's hand. And on top of that, she says the federal government has made clear any development requires congressional approval.
It would take an act of Congress to do any exploration or leasing or development of the coastal plain of the Arctic Refuge. So it's illegal.
Also in D.C. promoting the plan are Alaska Native leaders, including North Slope Borough Mayor Charlotte Brower. Brower says the borough has consistently pushed for onshore development.
We'd rather have onshore development because that's more responsible development than offshore. And so that's important for us.
Anwar is located in the borough, and Kaktovik is the only village in Anwar. For years, residents there have debated whether development in the refuge is a good thing. Officials with the Department of Interior did not return calls for comment, but their management plan is rumored to be complete, but there's no set publication date. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.